Hello and welcome to the Support World Podcast. This is episode one and I'm your host, Amanis. The Support World Podcast is a place to focus on news for healers and other non-tank or DPS characters across all of Blizzard's games. We're a part of the Resicast Network and available on Twitter at Support Rollcast. As I said, I'm Amanis and I've been playing Blizzard games since the original Diablo and Warcraft games were out. I played World of Warcraft during early beta and vanilla on trial accounts, and I started playing full-time during Midwrath. I was mostly a PvE player, but switched to PvP realms more recently. Shoutouts to the guild's Angry Gingers on Terrakar, Wicked of Balorn, and my current guild, Reciprocity of Cremagus. The Support World Podcast is mainly about World of Warcraft, but I'm also going to throw some Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm in there for good measure. In World of Warcraft, I made a Holy Paladin and Resto Shaman, currently learning Resto Druid and Mistweaver Monk. In Heroes of the Storm, my favorite characters are Uther, Morales, and Lili, and I occasionally like to play Sergeant Ham. In Overwatch, my big favorites are Mercy, Lucio, and I've started to play a little bit of Ana. In case you couldn't tell from the characters that I listed about what I play, I enjoy playing support, and a lot of people ask me why. Typically, my answer is, well, first of all, it's less pressure than a tank. If I screw up, there's still a good chance that we can recover, and typically there's more than two healers in a group, so there's more people to share the load. I have to worry less than DPS about standing in the fire since I'm not going to yell at myself for standing in it. I also occasionally do like to be the hero, pulling off that last second save in WoW, pulling off the Mercy res in Overwatch. I haven't really had too much of a chance to do it yet in Heroes of the Storm, but I'm getting there. Recently played my first ranked Heroes match as Lili. Got a really salty whisper from somebody on the other team saying that we barely won or something along those lines. I forget what it was. It shows how important it was to me, but I thought it was really entertaining that they chose to whisper me. I do occasionally tend to be a little bit over-aggressive in my healing, just jump in the middle of the fight and be helpful to the rest of the team, but it does tend to get me killed a lot. But ultimately, I'd like to think that I do more good than harm in that case. There's also a lot of exciting things that happen with support characters. Recently, they added Lucio to Heroes of the Storm, which I had enough gold to buy him right off the bat, so hopefully I'll get to play him soon. But with the Warcraft event happening, I've spent a lot of time on Warcraft characters to get the new Fire Kitten mount. It looks really cool. Overwatch released a new hero to the PTR this week, but it's not a support character, so meh, I don't really care. I've also been reading the class development forums for the World of Warcraft patch 7.2 PTR, and somebody actually makes a really good point about removing spirit-hurting healers progression in World of Warcraft. It's just difficult to differentiate whether you're getting better here as a healer or not, just because since they remove spirit, everybody has the same baseline mana regeneration, which always isn't that helpful. You know, I want to be able to get to a point where I'm able to just spam heals all the time without having to worry about, oh, do I have enough mana left? You know, do I need to use a pot? Do I need, you know, what do I need to do? Hopefully the developers will take that into mind whenever they're looking at class redesigns, either for patch 7.2 or potentially into the next expansion, which might be revealed later on this year, we'll see. One piece of news that's interesting to healers is that in patch 7.2, they'll be removing the overflowing affix for Mythic Plus dungeons just because it's so unbalanced for healers. I haven't progressed that far or done very many Mythic Plus dungeons to have a problem with it, but since I play a Holy Paladin, apparently it's really bad for us, whereas Restoration Druids are just kind of like, ha, whatever, I don't care. Other than that, Blizzard hasn't actually started looking too deep into class changes yet. They did recently acknowledge during one of the Q&A events that they are going to redesign how the boss fights in Tomb of Sargeras work, just because they balanced everything in the Nighthold around expecting players to all have 54 weapon traits, which not everybody does that. 99% of the time I play Holy Paladin, but I do put points into my other weapons just in case I need to DPS something or if I need to tank something, so obviously I wasn't able to dump all 54 points into my Holy Artifact weapon yet. I also don't play at a level where I feel like I need to. I mean, Reciprocity is a casual raid guild, and I don't worry about farming the artifact power all the time. I don't have time to go out and do every single quest every single day. That's a lot of freaking world quests, even if you only focus on the ones for artifact power. I also don't feel like running dungeons every day. They've been putting a lot of focus into the class mounts that are being added in the next patch. Some of them look really cool, some of them don't. The Paladin one? It's ugly. I'd play a Tauren. Tauren don't ride horses well. There's a reason they added the Kodo mounts. Then again, I still advocate for the return of planes running. However, I do recognize that there are other races that play Paladin, and it probably looks just fine for them. Am I still going to get it? Yes. But that doesn't mean that I have to use it. They did state also during one of the Q&A sessions that Pathfinder, which is the flight achievement coming in patch 7.2, won't be tied to the class mount. They'll be two separate things. The Shaman one does look pretty cool, though, so I'm definitely going to make a point to get that one. Another thing that they pointed out is that during patch 7.2, tier 20 is going to be released, which they're going to look like tier 6 sets, which I believe is the Black Temple. I could be wrong. I didn't play during then, so I don't remember, but I do have that set. Hopefully they release some of the different colors that they've shown rather than making it look just like the tier 6 sets, though. I do like the tier 6 set. That's what I typically wear just because big glowing cows always look awesome. But it'll be nice to have a little bit of variety and differentiation between the tier 6 and the tier 20 sets. Hopefully, though, if this works, they'll be able to do a little bit more like it in the future. Maybe not every single time, but occasionally it's nice to see some of those older sets come back with up-resed versions. As I said, there's currently one of the Heroes of the Storm and World of Warcraft cross-promotion event is going on right now where you can earn a fire kitten for World of Warcraft and a fiery charger for Heroes of the Storm. I'd be interested to see what the numbers of participation look like between the two games just since that started. Typically, the cross-promotional events like this, especially if they result in a mount, have been really popular. So I'd be interested to see what the numbers actually look like. Talking about Lucio's addition to Heroes of the Storm, he's a really mobile support character, which is always good. A lot of times it seems like support characters are a little bit slower than the rest of the team, which always makes it difficult for them to keep up, and typically they're the first ones to get picked off. Lucio has an ability similar to what he has in Overwatch, where he's able to wall ride, and he can actually walk through other units. That increases his movement speed by 20% as long as he's on the wall, which is really cool because it does allow him to get away a little bit faster. He's got his crossfade track like he does in Overwatch, where he can either provide a speed boost or a healing boost to people around him, and he can swap back and forth between the two. He also has his Amp It Up ability, which lets him heal faster or provide a bigger speed boost, which is always really helpful when escaping team fights. At level 10, his heroic abilities, he's got his sound barrier, the same as Overwatch, where there's a 1 second delay that it grants himself and all nearby allied heroes a shield that decays over 6 seconds, but it's a pretty big shield. It starts off at 1,392 points and gets an additional 4% per level beyond that. He also has reverse amp, where he can actually blast it at the enemy heroes, which causes it to inflict damage, or it slows the heroes by up to 45%. He's also got a passive that increases it. If you select the reverse amp talent, it also changes his amp and up duration to 4 seconds, so that definitely makes him a good choice of talent. In his initial release, he also has a total of 9 skins, 3 of which are based on his Rivet skin from Overwatch. That are available for gold, and then he's also got three different tinted master skins available. So hopefully they'll start adding more to it pretty soon, because he's going to be a very popular character to choose with his mobility the way that it is. I think that's about it for this first episode. Just some really quick basic overviews of things. I am looking for a co-host just to hopefully make this a little bit more fleshed out podcast. So if you're interested in being a co-host, let me know. Preference will always be given to healers. Moving forward, I'm going to try and record on a weekly or potentially a bi-weekly, so every 2 week basis, just depending on what my schedule looks like, and if I get a co-host, depending on what their schedule looks like as well. Like I said, if you're interested, contact me on Twitter at Palamanus. Or you can also send the podcast an email. It is srpodcast@outlook.com. Also, if you have any questions or comments for the podcast, feel free to email or comment on Twitter as well. But please be gentle. Thank you very much and have a great day.